Well, we continue to see a very changeable forecast regarding Ada, and over the last 24 hours, with a big shift east in the forecast models and likewise the official forecast track, and there are going to be some impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida on sort of the back end, if you will. After the storm makes landfall and it's weakening while moving to the north and northeast and slowing down, and that's an important factor to consider. Quite honestly, overall, it really doesn't change our overall forecast that much. We are expecting it to be breezy and wet at times all the way through Friday. That doesn't change really very much. It comes down to the magnitude of these impacts. Still looking at bands of heavy rain through Friday. There will be at least some isolated waterspout or tornado threat, although it doesn't look like it would be anything particularly widespread. There'll be strong and gusty winds, but not necessarily damaging winds. Probably on the order of 15 to 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. In that kind of situation, an isolated down tree or power line will be possible, but I wouldn't expect widespread damage in that regard. And there'd be some potential for some flooding, especially considering how wet the last week to 10 days has been across the area. Rainfall looks to average about 1 to 2 inches, but locally 3 inches or more now through the weekend and particularly through Friday night. So for today, we'll see just mainly fringe effects. We'll see some bands working their way northward up the peninsula from the south. So we'll get some showers and every once in a while, perhaps a rumble of thunder. It'll be breezy. So on this Veterans Day, and we certainly salute all of our veterans, the parade at 11:01 a.m., potentially damp. It will be warm, though. It'll be breezy. And in between bands of rain, the sun shines, and it really will be very warm. So temperatures reach about 80 degrees by the time that parade starts, but there's that chance for at least some scattered showers. And then as we get into tonight, very warm. We'll only drop into the 70s. You know, we had a record high low temperature yesterday morning. We only dropped to 73. The warmest low previously was 71 degrees for that date. That's the average low temperature for about late August into September. So really warm. And we'll see that again tonight as that tropical air flows northward on the east side of Ada, which should be moving to the west and to the northwest of Tampa during the day Thursday, and a potential landfall in the Big Bend or a little north of Tampa late Thursday afternoon or Thursday night, and then slowly moving north and eastward and weakening pretty quickly as it moves toward the I-10, I-75 interchange, not too far from Lake City, about 50 miles to the west of Jacksonville during the day on Friday. Again, that end game, where that is on Thursday into Friday, very much up in the area and is going to be massaged some and changed some, but the upshot is it should be weakening considerably by the time it approaches the I-10 corridor and gets west of Jacksonville, and I just don't anticipate real significant impacts for Jacksonville and most of northeast Florida. Having said that, we never always want to respect Mother Nature, the weather and storms, of course, so still keeping an eye out and up to date on the latest forecast. And there may very well be some localized flooding and isolated waterspout or tornado threat as we go through Thursday and Friday. The storm will then kind of just languish to the west of Jacksonville, weakening with time and eventually dissipating over the southeastern part of the country over the weekend, which opens the door for a decent weekend, albeit still breezy and very warm. Still will be some scattered showers, perhaps even a rumble of thunder. Temperatures will be in the 80s, but there'll be some dry hours as well as we go through the weekend. We have the Masters tomorrow already, of course, out of season, typically in April, but because of the pandemic in November this year, and it looks wet on the first day, unfortunately. Round number one, opening day tomorrow, on and off rain and thunderstorms. The showers become a little more scattered and on and off Friday through the weekend, but still a threat with mild temperatures, but a wet course the way it looks for the Masters Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So once again, to recap for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, some scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today. It'll be breezy and warm. Ada organizing and trying to re-strengthen. Could briefly still go hurricane over the eastern or southeastern Gulf of Mexico before it moves into an area of stronger shear, a little bit of dry air, and proximity to land. And that should start some weakening. A potential landfall not too far from Tampa, probably a little bit to the north by later Thursday and Thursday night, then moving inland across the I-10 and I-75 corridor approximately during the day on Friday. That would be to the west of Jacksonville, but it should be weakening considerably at that point. And I know that does potentially raise alarm bells for some folks, especially near downtown and along Black Creek that were so severely flooded by Irma in 2017, because the location of the storm doesn't look to be all that different. However, it's a much different beast this time around. It's not as strong, not as large. We should not see the same kind of impacts. Yes, there still will be some localized flooding, especially at times of high tide, possibly downtown, and even potentially possibly along Black Creek, but it just doesn't look like the same kind of scenario or setup of 2017. Obviously, stay up to date on the latest forecast. We'll keep you updated round the clock from the First Alert Weather Center. If it's not me, it'll be Garrett and Alyssa and Corey or all three or four of us at one time potentially. But we'll keep you updated and keep you safe throughout this storm. I just continue to say, and have been for a while, I just don't see this as being a big hit, quote unquote, for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. However, you should always respect Mother Nature and the tropics, and so we certainly will this time around, and realize that there are going to be at least some fringe impacts and potentially direct, albeit relatively weak impacts, as we head toward the end of the week. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.